Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I have used the term mostly peaceful to describe protests, and I was wrong. Welcome to this edition of Drive Time. It's Jason. Dan is back with us. Laura updating us on the news. I'm glad to have you with us today. The nation has been watching as in LA, the protests have filled the streets. And for me, it is flashback city. It is absolute flashback city to the George Floyd riots and protests here in the Twin Cities. At that point, I was a news anchor, anchoring the morning news at Channel 4. And we're so worried on being fair. On being fair as to what was going on and not overemphasizing the violence and the fire. And the danger. We were really focused on trying to do it in a way that was responsible and fair. I think we were wrong in describing protests as mostly peaceful. And I'm going to explain why, and this has come up again because I'm hearing reporters in Los Angeles describing the protests as mostly peaceful. These anti-ICE immigration raid protests in LA as mostly peaceful. And I can explain why I think reporters do that and why I think they're wrong. Because I think it's inherently biased, it's political, and it's different from the way we describe every other illegal action, period. Let's start with a little bit of the sound that we've been hearing as reporters are doing this. And it, honestly, it's become a meme and a cliche hearing people describe while you see fires burning and vandalism and other stuff going on. And then you hear this.
And of course, what started as a peaceful protest against recent immigration actions earlier today and the deployment of the National Guard, that all suddenly turned violent.
Abraham Lincoln was killed today at a play that started with tremendous performances and a great deal on tickets. No one would ever say that. No one would ever say it. Because the news event is not the protest. The news event is that stuff is being lit on fire. Police are being threatened. Now, part of the news is also, as you may have seen on social media, an L.A. police officer, I believe it was an L.A. police officer, who just fired a rubber bullet at a woman who clearly was a journalist. She was standing there holding, she's from Australia. And you ever watch the news in Australia? The microphones are the size of a koala. They're enormous. So don't give, well, it could have been a, no, it was clearly a journalist. This guy like, pow, like, and you see him in the back of the video just taking aim at this woman. Just outrageous. So that's part of the story too. The fact that the protest is mostly peaceful makes the news media sound like absolute idiots. And maybe you have an idea of a better way to describe this, because the idea is to counteract the narrative that you know, the most dramatic pictures are the most representative pictures. And I get that. But like last week when you had out at Boom Island Park a mass shooting, the news doesn't say it's mostly a peaceful gathering. Five people were shot and one was killed. Like, no. You say five people were shot and one was killed because that is the news. The fact that there were a couple hundred people hanging out and maybe they were having a good time is not really that relevant. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think there needs to be a better way to sort of capture the fact that while what we're seeing is unusual in the context of what's going on, that's what the news is. That's what we talk about. Mostly peaceful is a phrase that is largely driven by advocates, by people who are happy with the protests, who are happy with the cause, and don't want you to take a dump on the cause. But mostly peaceful does not matter when you're flipping cars over, lighting them on fire, vandalizing building, and threatening people's safety. 651-461-9226. Jason, most protests are peaceful until the sun sets. I don't know. I mean, most protests are peaceful, period. Yes. The other part of the mostly peaceful protest phrase that bothers me is sort of the implication that, like, well, if we didn't point that out, most protests are violent. You're like, no, most protests are peaceful. Protesting is a strong and important part of American history and present, and in life, when there are a couple of people who spoil the whole thing, the story is about the couple of people who are spoiling the whole thing. If there were protests and they weren't lighting stuff on fire and there wasn't violence, there wasn't rioting, then the story would be about how all over the country there are all these people coming out to protest Donald Trump's immigration raids. Instead, today, the narrative is about fires, cars on fire, people fearful, law enforcement saying they're overwhelmed, Donald Trump saying, I'm not going to wait for these mamby-pamby California politicians, and he sends out the National Guard. Jason, how about saying the protest started without incident and escalated? It's maybe better. I don't know, like stealing a car starts without, you know what I'm saying? Like everything starts without incident and then escalates. And the escalation is what the news is. And I think most people look at this news coverage and they're like, why are the reporters making so many excuses for the people who are causing problems? What we never know in these scenarios is this line that we all want to make between protesters and outside agitators. Remember here, and we had this same conversation and terminology after the riots post George Floyd, which as a reporter, we didn't want to call them riots because that's inflammatory. They're riots. Here's how these same sort of scenes were described by the media at that time.
The protests in late spring were mostly peaceful, but damage from looting and arson will cost $1 to $2 billion in claims.
I mean, it was mostly peaceful other than that $1 to $2 billion in damage. I mean, it's just so stupid. And the reason I bring it up is because it is biased. It is bias. It's biased language. The goal is to be unbiased. And I think the motivation of the media when they're doing this, I do think the motivation is good. That the motivation is to give an accurate representation of the overall movement. The overall movement that's going on is peaceful. Fine. Congrats. Great. The reality of what develops is not peaceful. So when the first phrase is like, well, it was mostly peaceful, and let's go to the video and show 17 cars flipped over and buildings with windows blasted out, and then we also see police overreacting in many cases. We saw it here where state and federal investigators found fault with our police department in intentionally going after protesters and reporters by shooting those supposedly non-lethal rubber bullets, which may be non-lethal, but they sure put an eye out. They sure cause a lot of harm. So to me, the story is not, all right, yeah, okay, the protest, you know, a couple of guys having an argument. Starts as a robust exchange of ideas before it turned deadly and they started shooting each other. Can you imagine if the media covered every single story with this same little tiptoeing through the reality that they cover protests? It just doesn't make sense to me. To me, it is political. Lots of text coming in. 651-461-9226. I'll share your thoughts. Your calls are welcome too. You can comment as well live on our YouTube channel. We're streaming this show on YouTube at the WCCO Radio YouTube channel. Just click on live, leave your comment, give us a like and subscribe, and we'll share it here on the air. Drive Time back in a minute.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I just want more clarity and more truth out of the coverage of these sorts of protests and less fear from reporters that you're going to get torched for saying it's a riot. Well, it was mostly peaceful. Come on. We also can call out the law enforcement for overreacting when that happens. Listen to the audio of this Australia reporter as she gets hit by this.
Hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving in on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
So she steps back. And you
shut the f*** up.
That was a walk of getting hit by a rubber bullet. You know, we had to talk about that too, right? Because that's part of what's going on. This is all the news about what's going on to me. The idea that we need to bend over backwards to say, you know what, like the protests are doing fine. No, we need to figure out in this country, because I am a big supporter of protests. I am more than I think many of you are. I am a supporter of protests. And I am very concerned that the default for protest today is like one little tick below tinderbox. And I don't know what to do about that. I want people to protest. I don't get that mad when we have people blocking roads in downtown Minneapolis like we've had in protests here before. I know it's inconvenient. I know there might be an ambulance in the thing. But you know what? Sometimes there's a car crash, too. And so it doesn't make me that upset that people are exercising their First Amendment rights. What does make me upset is that it seems like we're always just a notch below fires and burning cars and destroying homes and go like to me. What is going on? So why are we always that close? You know, what the way the Washington Post described it, they say, although most appeared peaceful, some demonstrators threw objects at police officers in riot gear. I guess my issue is that we don't, when we're reporting on these things, we don't give law enforcement that same sort of benefit of the doubt. You don't say, while most police officers were level-headed and didn't lose their cool. Like, you just don't. So why do we do this with protesters? Jason, the mostly peaceful phrase tells the whole story. The violence is part of the whole story. To me, mostly peaceful is the expectation. It's with when you say that there was a protest, it's implied that it was mostly peaceful. Like, that's the other side of this that bothers me, that the reason you have to say mostly peaceful is because so many people assume that a protest is inherently violent. I assume a protest is inherently peaceful. Texter, WCCO during George Floyd refused to use the word riot. They all said protest. I think I forget who is the former newscaster for Channel 4 who pointed that out repeatedly, that WCCO refused. I think you mean me, right? I get it. You know, I also think, look, you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself why you're so desperate to hear the media call it a riot. Why is that so important to you? The pictures tell the story. I also think it's fair to question, like, I think in this coverage, to me anyway, what I've seen, the journalists are more willing to be straight up and say it was violent. Violent protest. From what I've seen, is this in LA a riot? I don't know. There is a broader, this is a bigger picture, Dan, where people are so desperate to have their belief repeated to them. And if you don't say it the way they want you to say it, then you're a fraud. Then they're mad at you. To me, like having a journalist call it a riot, what? Look at the video, look at what's happening, call it whatever you want to call it. Like, why is it so important? But I do think there's a certain degree of, You don't want to offend anyone. So you're like, well, is it a riot? Is it not a riot? It's mostly peaceful. I just think the mostly peaceful thing is played out. Jason, you people minimize these riots. You say it's okay to shut down highways. The left has been hijacked by radicals. So using the logic of this texter, every texter is a right-wing lunatic and has no judge of reality. Like, no, it's just you. It's fine. No one on this radio station has ever minimized riots, so give me a break with that. Do I think the mainstream media and their reporting minimizes riots? I don't think so. What are all the images? What is all the video? All the video is of all the stuff being lit on fire, of people throwing crap in buildings, of people fighting with cops. The visuals tell the story. I do think there is a little bit of fear to just call a spade and say what's happening is what's happening. There has to be a better way of putting it into context. To me, mostly peaceful has become a meme and a cliche and a fail. And it is driven by people who want to defend the protesters, which I don't blame them for that. Defend the protesters. But saying it's mostly peaceful makes the media look ridiculous. Jason, once people get hurt and there is property damage, it is no longer a protest. You are trying to explain what is unexplainable. I mean, that's just wrong. Like, it, yes, it is a protest. And yes, now it's a violent protest, right? It's still a protest. What I am saying is we need to get around. We need to stop with this mostly peaceful stuff and just call it out. I am very pro-protest. I am very against violence, vandalism. And I think we went through this period where it's like, well, it's just a building. It's just, you know, how upset is the media going to get about property damage? Look, if you are trying to advance a cause, today, anytime you have a protest, you are in danger of the thing blowing up. And while your cause may like that, most of us don't. Most of us don't. And today, the images out of LA, and I showed one from the LA Times on our YouTube stream right now. It is someone on a skateboard holding a Mexican flag as you see, I don't know, five or six cars on fire. You know who wins that image? Donald Trump and ICE. 3:32, we break, we cleanse the radio timeline with a Monday message from Dan, who spent this past weekend camping. What does camping have to do with the Monday message? Find out in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.